We've been doing it since 2003, with the first service has been in the West Sligo area, you know, those passengers that live up in the King, in the Ox Mountain region under the King's Mountain, and coming down into East Quay from Ratlee, from Fortland, from, you know, Pullaheeny down to East Quay, attending church services, going to the local pub and doing some shopping on a Saturday evening. Similarly in Tramore West, people coming down to attend church services, and then heading off to do a bit of shopping to meet their friends and to socialise on a Saturday evening. And that bus continues on today since 2003 in the Tramore West, Beltra and Dromard area. It, you know, it goes to several pubs in that area, people going home at night by midnight. And then also north of Sligo town in the Colry into Sligo area, we have two services, one that's coming in from Drumahaire into Sligo on a Friday night, the other coming from the Colry rural area into Sligo on a Sunday night. And I have to say, all of those four services have been extremely successful and we're delighted with them.
In other areas in Sligo, there's a situation where, despite the outcry about social isolation, there may not actually be the demand there for a service, and indeed nearer the towns, you're faced with taxis and other people, and it's difficult to compete with them as well, I suppose.
I suppose one of the issues that local links, Sligo, Leitrim, Roscommon, have to be acutely aware of is that we're not in the business of displacing existing Hackney and taxi services. We're all operating under the one umbrella of Transport for Ireland, and indeed we play our role in those isolated areas where there are few, if none, taxi or Hackney services. But people would be aware that there is a very lively taxi and Hackney services in and around Colooney, Sligo Town, you know, Tubbercurry, Colooney, and indeed quite a number of bus errand services in those areas. So it's for those reasons that we would have concentrated on the more rurally isolated areas in the first instance.
And in the past, there have been instances where the take-up on potential services wasn't great and there really was no demand for it.
Indeed, this time last year we piloted a service in the Arigna Mountain area, coming down on the Leitrim side into Drumshambo and Carrickenshannon, and coming down on the Roscommon side into Knockvicker, Keijiu, and on into Ballyfarnan. And there was very little and no take-up. So for whatever reason, it just didn't work for people in that area. And I mean, we're open to that level of experimentation and are happy to do so. But that service did not continue because people didn't take it up. But certainly we're very committed to servicing transport needs in the more isolated areas. And some of our, you know, some of our bus services can go down to maybe 8 passengers, which is sustainable from a rural isolation point of view. And we're very happy to do so.